We had such a great time at Clean Slate, but if you did not have the opportunity to attend, there's a new blog post on davidandrewweave.com titled Clean Slate Debrief. Thank you, Victoria. This post is loaded with photos and videos and slides and PDFs. You're going to love it. Check it out on the website. I also want to take this moment to acknowledge our incredible sponsors. First and foremost, Hugh Shearer. He also voiced Rick Chunnels in the Misadventures of Axel Brunson series, as well as Indie Gigging at indiegigging.com. They have some incredible resources for gigging musicians and artists, and I've even written a couple of pieces for them. So go to indiegigging.com. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you to our sponsors. We could not have done this without you. Entrepreneurs sometimes have to cut costs. I mean, if this weren't true, I mean, just look at the big businesses out there that sometimes lay off employees in droves, right? It's just one of those realities that sometimes for a business to survive, it's got to cut away at the fat to be able to hang in there. But sometimes it is so easy to fall into a sense of pride. Like, I know what I'm doing. Things are okay. I don't need to cut costs. I just need to be more consistent and make more money. And I mean, how many times have I or someone else or just people in general thought that way, that they could just go and make more money and solve all their problems, which, I mean, it's partly right, but weren't actually able to generate that amount and just found themselves treading water because their income stayed at about the same. Their expenses also stayed about the same or just went up. But if you think about the fact that successful people are those who are willing to do what others are not willing to do, that means that, like, successful entrepreneurs are willing to cut expenses, even if temporarily, if need be. Now, I've heard people do pretty insane things just to be able to meet payroll at times. I don't know. I think in those cases, it pretty much paid off, but I don't know how much I could recommend being reckless in that sense. But I do think there's a time and place to evaluate your finances. Like, look at all the subscriptions that have stacked up. Do you really need those right now? Are those really contributing to you? Are they really helping you make more money? Or are they just eating away at cash reserves? And as someone who's had to file for consumer proposal, I can tell you that it is possible for those to just keep eating away at your cash reserves and put you into debt. I think the only thing that really needs to happen is to just give up pride. And I said just as if it's always an easy thing to do. And it can be hard at times to give up the pride. Like, oh, you know, I know what to do. I've got the Midas touch, man. I've got the golden finger. Everything's going to work out. Well, sometimes it doesn't, right? And we can have a bias towards our own success, and that's a good thing. But sometimes, like, we can go from success to success to success and suddenly encounter failure and go, well, that was the anomaly. And but the reality is, like, it's more often than not a mix of failures and successes on the way to your eventual success. And I think this is what I recognized about cutting expenses. What it does is it frees up energy. And this is something I really noticed this last time I went and cut a few costs that really were idle and not really doing anything for me. Like, when you trim away the fat, you don't really have to think about it anymore. Now you can free up yourself and free up your mind to concentrate on ways that you can improve your financial outlook, improve your income, and really what matters, I guess, is your takeaway or your profit, right? So if you haven't done some purging recently and things don't really appear to be going well, might be time to explore purging again and looking at what you can do to cut away some expenses that aren't serving you. And while I'm not sponsored by them or anything, maybe I should be. This app is currently primarily serving US customers, but there's apps like Rocket Money that will help you identify your monthly subscriptions. All you've got to do is connect your bank account and it will start to populate all the things that you're sinking money into each month. And then you can choose the ones that you don't want to do anymore. So I'm like, this is a really freaking great idea. We need that in Canada as well. But app or no app, like, get really good at either creating a document or a ledger or a spreadsheet with all the things that you're spending on, so you know exactly like what you can cut, or you're pretty much stuck with having to do the process completely manually, which may not be that painful, but you do usually requires you having to dig into your bank account and figure out what monthly costs you're spending.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.